Good morning, MGTOW man. Yeah. Great day. No, this is working. Yeah. Buddy. The clocks have been rolled. Backward an hour because we've gone out of daylight savings and into daylight wastings, and you know, of course, you never pay any attention to this shit, you know, it just turns up and there you are, and oh god damn, you know, we're living in a different time zone. So the alarm went off at 5:30 in the morning. Oh fuck! Oh no, I missed the alarm. But instead of 5:30 on a Sunday morning, I missed the alarm and woke up at 6. And looked at the clock. The sort of battery operated clock on the wall, and I thought, oh beauty, I'll come out and I'll get ready for the men's meeting, and you know, at 6:30 a.m. and then get up here with, you know, 3 minutes to spare, and it's not 6:30 in the morning, it's actually 5:30 in the morning because the clocks have been moved back an hour. So I thought, oh fuck, you know, I'll just set up a bed in the back of the ute, roll it out, have a bit of a sleep. Yeah, it's nice out here. So, yeah. God. Yeah. Many years ago, there's a place called the Bum Fuckistan Bakery, and what I found is that the people in the place were basically psychotic sort of cunts, you know what I mean? Dysfunctional, gossiping, you know. And they're like fucking leeches, you know. Gossips, I regard gossips as being like parasites on the back of humanity. You know, they're good for nothing. And what I found is that I'd go in there sort of every day and get a pie for lunch or something, you know, a little bit of a social outing and a pie. And what happened is any remark I made at all, they'd lap it up like, you know, like flies on fucking dog shit, you know, that they just, you know, and they're into it, you know. So I'd make sort of casual remarks, you know, off the fucking cuff comments, you know. And these cunts would be fucking, they'd be straight into the rumour mill and going all around town, you know. Just fucking anything, you know. You know, someone came up to me and said, oh, you know, something about something or other else. I'd go, oh yeah, you know. And it wouldn't sort of, you know, wouldn't sort of register that it's really worth even fucking remembering, much less commenting. And, oh, mate, oh, fuck. This person said this, this person said that. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, you know. You know, I'm sort of masturbating myself into a frenzy over it, but that's what all these gossiping fucking shitbags at the bloody bum fucker stand bakery were like, you know. And, you know, you know, so I thought I'll fucking play these cunts for a bit, you know, and what happened was I got, there's the coding for controlling, you know, the drivers. There's the coding for running a CD, running a CD burner, you know, drivers. And if you go into the fucking, the driver is sort of compartmentalized. And what that means is different parts of the program do different things, you know, or different, yeah, different. Different parts of the file do different things. So, you know, one part of the file is to sort of fire up and recognize and interpret. Run a, I'm not making this up, but I'm not sort of, it's a long time since I've done this, but it's, so I'm more trying to illustrate the point rather than being technically precise, you know. But one part of the program is to fire up the computer and between the actual operating system and to negotiate, you know, between the operating system and the fucking CD burner, rewriter or whatever. And then there's the part of the fucking program, the coding, is designed to actually operate the CD burner. And then there's, you know, errors and error correction and feedback and all these sort of loops and stuff. You know, there's just all the sort of, you know, in the program. So what I did is I got a section of coding, a section of the code that actually controls the lasers, you know, their movements and their fucking, you know, how they're supposed to run when burning a CD and reading a CD, you know, how to control the fucking heads, you know. So, you know, that's, you know, the speed of the motors and the bloody pulse rate at different diameters from the different radiuses from the fucking centre of the CD, you know. So it's all very fucking clever, it's all very clever stuff, you know. And so what I did is I copied that part of the fucking file out that did the guidance and control of the lasers and their positioning and stuff. Now that's synced with the fucking motor and they actually spun the bloody CD. And I got that out and I copied that out. Then I gave, I think this is exactly what went on, is I gave the, it was initially a text file, so I gave it an operational file type extension. Instead of .txt, it was something like an .exe or something, you know. And then what I did is I encrypted the file. It wasn't a super high, yeah, it was actually. It was a fairly hard form of encryption. And then what I did is I then compressed the file, and then I encrypted it, and then I compressed it, and then I encrypted it, and then I compressed it, and then I encrypted it. And I don't know if it was about 12 times, this cycle of encryption and compression, but I think I went through either 12 or 18, or might even have been 21 times, you know. And then the file just fucking corrupted, you know. And, you know. So I gave it some bullshit, you know. Gave the file name, made it into some sort of, you know, that it sounds like a laser guidance control program for, say, like a Tomahawk missile or something, you know, some sort of ground terrain following, you know, target designation and acquisition sort of fucking name, you know. And then I gave the fucking, you know, I gave, you know, the pretext for the fucking, you know, the contents of the fucking, I put that onto a floppy disk. And then I gave the floppy disk, you know, a military specification that no one else had, you know. And, you know, as if it was, you know, all, you know, laser guidance, target acquisition and designation, target designation and acquisition program, you know. And I gave it this fucking encrypted form of fucking stuff that, you know, you know, was a fancy one that no one in the world except me had used, you know. Like, oh, where'd this come from? Oh, something new that we don't know about. Oh, you know. And I went into the bump. I copied this fucking shit onto the fucking floppy disk. And then I went into the bum fucker Stan Bakery, you know. And, well, you know, because I sort of had, I pretended like my hands are a bit on the, my hands are sort of full. So I'd put the floppy disk down while I was sort of picking up the pie and putting on the sauce on, putting the sauce on the pie, you know. And sort of accidentally forgot that I'd just left the floppy disk on the counter, you know. And then walked off and then, you know, sat in the front of the fucking bumfucker Stan Bakery. And after a few minutes, you know, like I ate my pie and all that sort of shit. And what happened was the gossiping fucking cunts, you know, in the bakery, not only did they not make the effort to return the floppy disk to me, when I went back and I asked about it, I said, oh, fuck, I think I've dropped me fucking floppy disk, I dropped a floppy disk somewhere, do you, have you seen it? And they go, oh, no, 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 you know. You know, that's what, this is what I mean about a lot of women are just thieving, lying, sticky-nosing cunts, you know. And so these thieving, lying, sticky-nosing cunts fucked off with my floppy disk, you know. And, you know, like I had intentionally left it there as bait, you know, for them to do this. But it just simply, they proved the point, you know. They're gossips are untrustworthy people. And so anyway, they've gone, oh, my God, oh, fuck, oh, you know. And what I think's happened is this has gone, you know, into the hands of the police. And there are plenty of fucking neurotic cunts in that department, you know. And they've gone, oh, my God, oh, fuck, you know, oh, you know. Oh, oh. You know, he's a secret agent operative, military weapons, oh, 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 you know. Oh, fuck, can't read the file, oh. And so what these fucking dumb cunts have done is they've pushed it all the way up and then, you know, pushed, oh, my God, you know. You know. they've pushed it all the way up. And then I found that, you know, the fucktards in ASIO, you know, that's Australian secrecy and intelligence organisation, you know. Australian Security and Intelligence Organisation, you know. And the Pentagon, were, you know, because they couldn't decrypt the file, and it had a military sounding fucking, oh my God, you know, target acquisition. You know, target acquisition laser designation, whoa, fuck, you know, whatever. So all these cunts were flipping out about this because they couldn't read it, you know, they couldn't get into it, they couldn't fucking hack it. And so what I did is I tracked it. There's some really interesting things started happening, you know. There's one website I had, and that was just a straight porn website, but somehow it was a bait website. And you know how there's all these security systems to bypass, to stop, you know, spammers, you know. Well, I was pretty fucking good, you know, at doing a lot of this sort of, you know. And what had happened is this email would come from this porn site saying you want to see housewives doing the nasty or, you know, that sort of shit, you know. And I don't mind housewives doing the nasty, but I don't want to fucking get, you know, two or three emails a day, every day from fucking a site that I want nothing to do with, you know. I mean, there's plenty of housewives doing the nasty everywhere, you know. And like, fuck, you know. But what happened is this, there's protocols on the internet where they can run shit through. You know, you put in, you know, if you say, you know, say if the email is coming from, you know, nastywife.com, that you should be able to block it. But there are certain things on certain emails that they will be routed, no matter how many servers you route the email through with all the blocks and stops and all this other sort of shit. These emails just keep going through, you know. It's sort of like, you know, and you can't stop them. And so this shit started up. You know, the unstoppable email, like, you know, every sort of filtering and blocking mechanism across, you know, routing it through multiple sort of services. It couldn't be stopped, you know. And, you know, this is like, this is like being able to control the traffic. This is different to sort of, say, driving through a city at, say, 3 a.m. when there's nobody else around. And, you know, you get, you know, say if you go north a bit, south a bit, or north a bit, east a bit, north a bit, south a bit, west a bit, east a bit, north a bit, you know. Yeah, you know, through the city. Well, what happens is this is the rerouting of the emails. They would, yeah, what was happening is someone was controlling, like, all the traffic lights, so their email had no fucking, no matter how many no matter what it did to make the fucking signs, the traffic lights turn red, these would all get the green light, you know, through every fucking method of blocking emails ever. And that was one thing. And then I found that ASIO and the Pentagon people had been fucking snooping, having a bit of a snoop around inside my system. So what I did is I found the exact computer in the exact room, on the exact floor, in the exact street address, you know, that ASIO had been doing their sniffing from. And also I found a generic sort of inlet into the Pentagon's email system. And I basically said to the people in ASIO, I sent them a message saying, you know, if you want to fucking, you know, why don't you just try and knock off the spy versus spy sort of shit. If you want to know something, just fucking ask me, you know. And I basically told the people in the Pentagon to go fuck themselves, you know. You know. I'm like, oh, fuck, you know. And I guess this is that sort of thing, loose lips sink ships, you know what I mean? And these fucking just mental bloody pieces of shit at the bum, you know, at the bum fucker stand bakery, you know, they you know, with all their bloody just psycho fucking bullshit, you know. Well, I'd say they'd have, you know, given the way they fuck around and all their fucking crap and crazy relationships, I'd say they'd had plenty of loose lips, you know. And, God. And you see them, you see these women, you know, over the years, you know, and they just get fucking worse. You know, and yeah, so that was a bit of fucking bit of a fun sort of exercise, you know, that stupid people masturbate themselves into a frenzy over any little tidbit that they can find or that they can see, you know. Oh my God, oh my God, you know, masturbating themselves into a frenzy. So, you know, that never dawns on them. How could a person, you know, this is ASIO and all these other retarded cunts, you know, how could a person who's completely disconnected from any sort of military type operations and security systems and, you know, hardware and, you know, manufacturing missiles and, you know, and all the fucking programming and all this other sort of shit. How can a person who's completely disconnected from the whole fucking thing be, you know, in possession of and or producing the coding to run this shit, you know, or the fabricating, you know. They're just fucking stupid, you know. Oh, my God, you know. You know. So that's what you get when you get stupid fucking people, you know. Throw them a live one. They're like chickens, you know. If you get chickens in a pen, and you throw a bit of bread, a scrap of bread up one end of the fucking chicken pen, and they all go blah, 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 and they run up to the other end, they run up to that end of the pen. So they throw a scrap of bread into the up the other end of the pen, and then they'll go blah, 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 and they all run up the other end of the pen. You know, that's what it's like dealing with stupid cunts. You just throw them scraps and just watch them go. You know, so, you know. fucking, and I ran into this fucking old mole, you know, M-O-L-L, the gangster's mole, you know. And I ran across one of these fucking old moles that used to work at the bumfucker Stan Bakery the other day. And, you know, the drinking and the gossiping and the fucking, just the really sort of, not the sort of, not the actual act of committing incest, but the sort of incesty sort of involvement in other people's lives, you know. Like, it's a real, just, it's an invasion of your space, you know what I mean? It's a real mind fuck, you know. And that's what she is. She's a incesty sort of old mole. And, you know, oh, I ran into, oh, our paths crossed. And there she was doing the same fucking things as she's been doing for the last 20 fucking years, you know. And then, oh, so-and-so's doing this, so-and-so's doing that, you know. And so, you know, so, yeah, that's the fucking thing. They're just plagues. They're like a plague of flies on a carcass. So anyway, I'll bet the sun's coming up. There's just a lovely breeze. There's a bit of cloud around, like as if it might rain. And I can't remember the forecast for today. But, you know, it, God, it's been so fucking humid. This is so fucking humid. Oh, it's unbelievable. Oh, for this time of year, you know. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'll catch you later, MGTOW men.